In recent years, the online comment sections of multiple media outlets have seen an ebb and flow of both positive and negative comments. The Rocky Mountain Outlook, and those of its sister newspapers such as the Cochrane Eagle and Okotoks Western Wheel and Great West Media, have seen some discussions become toxic, harassing, providing hate speech with a forum and spread misinformation and conspiracies on public health knowledge. Differing opinions should always be articulated in a way that advances a conversation and readers and commenters should feel welcome to express certain views. However, social media attacks have become more normal for many media outlets, and not just those in media. The Outlook has multiple social media outlets in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and our website, but at times the comments have become overwhelming and the antithesis of what advancing the discussion should be. We encourage meaningful discussions to take place and not negatively impact readers. At times, readers will now notice that some Facebook threads with our stories will be closed to commenting. Though some may see this as curtailing freedom of speech, if readers insist on commenting, each individual story on the Outlook's website has the option to comment at the bottom. In June 2021, the CBC was the first large media outlet in Canada to explore disabling commenting from all its Facebook posts. In November, it decided to continue the policy for the foreseeable future. In February, Black Press Media, located primarily in British Columbia, but with some outlets in Alberta and the United States, announced it was stopping Facebook comments for COVID-19-related stories. Though no formal law for libel or defamation lawsuits has yet to be put in place in Canada, other countries have echoed the importance of media outlets taking care of the type of discussion. A media outlet should ultimately be responsible for the discussion that takes place on its various outlets. But without the resources to adequately moderate commenting in real time, this policy is the best course of action to allow a safe spot for readers to engage in local Bow Valley stories. We encourage people to read our community guidelines, www.rmotoday.com/other/community-guidelines, and to be considerate of all people, regardless of differing opinions on polarizing topics.